Hey, welcome to episode 26 of the Sweet on Keto podcast. Today is day 4 of my 4-day water fast, and I have ended my fast. You'll probably notice that I didn't record a podcast yesterday on day 3, and that is because I wasn't feeling great mentally or physically, so I just wasn't up to recording a podcast. Also, I gained weight yesterday, which I didn't even think was possible, but I gained 2 pounds overnight, and I was drinking nothing but water and some tea, maybe. So that was kind of weird, but I think that was because of the salt water flush that I did the day before, and that I think that, you know, I held on to some water, retained water, and that's why the scale went up. But I did not know it was possible to gain weight while water fasting, and it is. So if that happens to you, don't despair. It happened to me. But I woke up the next day and I was 2 pounds down. So that 2 pounds that I gained was gone, but overall, I didn't really lose that much weight in this 4 days. I think I only lost 3 pounds. Which I know is a lot, but I was expecting more based on my previous fast. So, will I do it again? Yes. But I think for now, I'm just going to do alternate day fasting. I really enjoy the discipline of fasting, but I think an extended fast, 4 or 5 days, should be like a once a month thing, or maybe twice a month, but I'm not going to do it back to back like some people do. So I'm just going to focus on doing alternate day fasting from here on out. So I ate today. I broke my fast with a soup that I made. It was a zucchini soup with some scallions and chicken broth and garlic, onion. I blended it all up so it was really smooth. And I ate that. And it was really filling and it tasted pretty good. And it took me about an hour to eat, and then I stopped. So right now I'm fasting, and I will fast for the next 31 hours. And I'll eat again on Saturday around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's that. I sound pretty down because I have a really terrible headache right now. I also had a headache last night. In my previous fast, I did not experience headaches at all. So this is strange to me, but, you know, as I said before, every fast is supposed to be unique, and this one was pretty bad. So I'm going to cut this short, and but I will be doing extended fasts again. I plan to do one next month, and I will be podcasting during the fast again. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I hope to check in every once in a while. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions about water fasting, or if you just want to say hello, you can find me on Instagram at Sweet on Keto, or on the Life app at Sweet on Keto. And I know I promised another fasting tips podcast, and I will do that in the coming weeks, but mentally right now I don't feel like doing it because this wasn't one of my favorite fasts. But you know, it did have some benefits. It's when I have a headache like this, it's just difficult to think about what the positive things are. So, that's it for now. And I will talk to you all soon. Thanks. Bye.